could we do it? This is going to take 3 or 4 minutes. We're going to just going to sweep through the room. And we'll start over on this side, and we'll do it popcorn method, so just throw it out. And I will repeat it so everyone could hear. A word, an image, a principle that you want to bring back and really pray about and see how you can integrate it into your formation program. And maybe when we get to this side, you can give us words, thoughts, or images that you would like to see that would be helpful to have it integrated. Sound fair? Anything over here? It doesn't have to come from any specific table. It doesn't have to be consensus, word, image, thought that you would like to, you're going to pray about to integrate it. Formation program. Redemptive value of the councils. Thank you. Yes.
Integrate theology of the body, theology of woman into the formative program because of the culture in which we live.
Let me see if I can repeat that one. Integrate the theology of the body and the theology of the woman into the formation program. Excellent. Because of the culture. Thank you. Yes.
Total emptying of Christ and his humility in our salvation mission.
Total. Yes. He could feel the totalness. The total emptying of Christ. And therefore of ourselves for this, for mission, for the salvation. Yes.
From Sister Mary Prudence's talk, when she summarized Pope Benedict's definition of what a prophet is, how are we doing on translation? You want me to go on?
From Sister Mary Prudence's reflections yesterday on Pope Benedict's definition on prophecy.
On what it means to be a prophet.
And what it means to be a prophet. All right, and that is that the prophet helps people who have fallen off the rails get back online, and so many of our young people don't even know they're offline. Thank you. You never knew I was bilingual. Thank you.
The cross is the icon of the evangelical councils.
The cross is the icon of the evangelical councils. Thank you.
Sister, if you want, I can, when somebody speaks up, I'll...
You're hired.
Put him on the mic.
All right, you're hired. Fantastic. Anyone else sweeping along?
Thank you. To follow what Sister said about the evangelical councils and being a prophet and helping people who fall off the beam, my comment is about the spiritual therapy of the evangelical councils.
Great.
This surrendering of one's heart versus this submission really struck me, and I think all of us, the surrendering of one's heart out of love. And there's always more to surrender of oneself for the good of another.
Right behind you.
The image I got is that of the Good Samaritan representing Jesus as the spiritual therapist that, like, we're called to be that spiritual therapist for the people, and also, you know, that's our job to witness to the whole church, to the people, to bring healing to those who are so broken as consecrated person.
Thank you. There's one right up here. Where you raise your hand.
This is actually from Sister Regina Marie yesterday. She was talking about how DNA was important in our bodies to keep it running. Well, one comment she made was that just as DNA runs our bodies, prayer runs our souls. And if our prayer dies, our souls die.
Thank you.
Okay. The unity dimension of in leaving the evangelical councils, because we saw that sometimes we keep our checklist to tick, my chastity is okay, my poverty is okay, my obedience is okay, then we separate the vows. And in that way, when there is a little difficulty, it becomes difficult for us to handle. But then leaving the three as one, then it's essential for us to include in our formative process.
Beautiful, thank you. Moving, sweeping on.
The evangelical councils exhaust what we are capable of giving, and to really live that way.
I want to live that way. Come on, you exhausted people. Let's go. Anyone else? Now, come on. What would you like to see in the formative program? What's helpful?
Sister.
Oh, good.
We weren't here yesterday, but I heard from our table a message of, we are beloved by the Father. At the end of the day, not because of what we do, but we are beloved. And I think it's a great reason to give gratitude today for all the women here, beloved of the Father.
Great. Anyone last? There you go.
Father Colin spoke about the icon of Christ. What I could take home from his talk was the power of vulnerability, the humility of Christ, that when we are weak, he is our strength. And if we could bring that to formation so the young would not feel like, I have to be this, I have to be that. When we are weak, that is our strength.
Beautiful.
The point that struck me is evangelical counsel heal the human nature. And I would just reflect on how we really live in a wounded world with so many broken families, and a lot of young women enter the community, and even young people that we minister to, and how the need of chastity, poverty, and obedience really heal the human nature and not the materialistic of the world, and how focusing on the worthiness of a human person is important.
Thank you very much. Does this position us well for the rest of our work today, for the formation workshop? Thank you. Oh, I'm supposed to be like this.